Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Once again, last night, people had a sense that I was the guy who could best explain conservatism and could best stand there face-to-face with Obama and win the debate. And I think that's going to be a big factor Saturday as people look for somebody who can actually defeat Obama, not just talk about it.
This nomination is not going to be decided in two or three states. It's going to be decided over the course of the long process. I understand why Mitt Romney wants this thing to be over soon. It's not going to be.
There's Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, each with a different idea about what's going to happen this Saturday in South Carolina. The GOP race, the primaries, that's where we get started. In this hour, we're opening up the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and I'm Doug Steffen. From Fox, Brett Baier talks to political analyst Charles Krauthammer, the Daily Beast Kirsten Powers, and the Weekly Standard Steve Hayes. They discuss the escalating war of words between several of the top Republican candidates.
There is this battle, Charles, for, as we've been talking about, the conservative alternative, if you will, and Santorum, Gingrich, and, of course, Perry battling that out. What about Santorum? It could come to the end of the week here where Iowa, in a recount, he could actually win Iowa in looking back if it's certified that way.
Yeah, but if he did, it would be too late. It's like the 92 New Hampshire race between Buchanan and Bush, the president, where in mid-evening it looked as if Buchanan had a stunning upset, and those were the headlines in the morning. He ended up way back, I think, behind by at least 10 points. But the impact of the original headlines had already had its effect, and Buchanan had a moral victory. The fact that, you know, it could, a party of 12 changed over in the final count in Iowa is not going to make any difference. Santorum's problem is that he's in a race with Gingrich. Gingrich had a good night. I'm not sure how important debates are. They have been up until now. If the debates are that important, and they could be, then Gingrich would get a boost out of last night. And if he repeats it tomorrow night, he could actually give Romney a run for number one. So I think that Santorum would have ended up on the losing end of this. But Gingrich, I think, overestimates in his claim that he'd be the best candidate in the general election. He overestimates the importance of debates in a general election. It's been extremely important up until now in this race. We've had 16 of them, and they shaped the whole campaign. But those debates in October are going to be three debates at the end, an hour and a half. They're rarely decisive. He may win in a debate, but the question is who will win in the election.
Let's play a back and forth between Senator Santorum and Governor Romney on one of the attacks that the senator is saying is happening.
Do you believe that felons who have served their time, gone through probation and parole, exhausted their entire sentence, should they be given the right to have a vote?
Governor Romney?
First of all, as you know, the PACs that run ads on various candidates, as we unfortunately know in this country.
I'm looking for a question, an answer to the question first.
We have plenty of time. I'll get there. I'll do it in the order I want to do.
And this is Martin Luther King Day. This is a huge deal in the African-American community.
I don't think people who've committed violent crimes should be allowed to vote again. That's my own view.
What about that exchange, Kirsten?
Well, I think Santorum, I mean, he's always been a good debater, but he just seems to really have grown into this. I agree with his position, which probably doesn't mean it didn't go over very well in South Carolina. So I think he substantively is correct. I don't understand Romney's position why when somebody has served their time, they would have a basic right taken away from them, but he was obviously more in line with the voters on that one. It was sort of an interesting fight for Santorum to get into, frankly.
He won the exchange, but I think he loses the bigger battle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something that I think helps Santorum's candidacy longer term. The interesting thing that I think has developed over the last 48 hours between these two, between Santorum and Newt Gingrich, is a different approach to where the race goes from here. Newt Gingrich has said several times that South Carolina's it. He's got to win South Carolina. He needs to win. And the unstated...
Although he said today that he may go on if he
right.
doesn't win.
But he has clearly, I mean, he spent the better part of the last 2 days saying South Carolina is huge. Santorum has been rather consistently saying this is a long process. This, just because Mitt Romney wants it to be over soon doesn't mean it's going to be over. Just because the media has decided that these two or three contests are going to be determinative doesn't mean that they in fact will be. So he's clearly planning for a longer run here.
More on the South Carolina primary, the presidential race on the countdown as we continue.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
I love staying here.
How long
have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Talk radio review on the air. GOP race always seems to end up number one in this fashion. From television MSNBC, Alex Wagner with Mark Halperin from Time and Maggie Haberman from Politico.com about the ongoing attacks among the Republican candidates and how it's likely to affect the primary this Saturday.
Are the Romney people scared? Do they see the angry attack muffin, the shadow of the angry attack muffin looming in the background?
They're not scared, but they always go after the target that could threaten them. I think there's a chance that Newt Gingrich could win the primary. He's in very high spirits. He's doing really well. I've seen a couple of his events in the last day. And Romney stumbled in the last day. The debate will obviously be key. How much money Gingrich can get on TV with paid advertising will be key. And to the extent he can win this fight that he's having with Santorum about who should go forward to go against Romney, he's a better fit for this state. And I think there's the greater possibility that Gingrich leaves here as the Romney alternative right now than Santorum does.
What I wonder, though, is when we think about the conservative vote, is there any chance that Santorum voters and Gingrich voters would ever come together anyway? I mean, aren't they attracted to two very different types of candidates?
I think we've got a real split here. We've got Santorum saying, I'm the social conservative voter. But I think Gingrich was smart to say, you know what, if you want a real, honest critique of the economy, and that's going to get people from a lot of different income levels and a lot of different sort of mixed ideologies around social issues, I'm the one who's going to lay at it. And even if it leaves a little blood on the floor for my party, I'm going to do it. So I think he was smart to sort of go out there first, say, here's a critique of the economic system, and let the chips fall where they may.
Let the chips fall where they may. Mark, I want to bring you back in here. The new CBS New York Times poll has Romney on top with 28% and Gingrich trailing at 21%. But what I thought was interesting about that poll was among Tea Party voters who make up close to half of the primary voters, Romney and Gingrich are in a dead heat. What do you make of that?
Well, look, Romney... Romney still has a lot of vulnerabilities, and if there was another strong, broad, broadly supported candidate in the race, he'd have big trouble. But right now his goal is to get out of this primary. He doesn't much care about the national polls as long as he can emerge from South Carolina. I think if he gets a win here, he's going to win Florida and it's over. I think somebody has to beat him. And again, right now, Gingrich is a better fit for South Carolina than Santorum, and Perry's not a factor right now. Gingrich has had a better week here since New Hampshire, particularly with the debate. And Gingrich is, you know, he's from a neighboring state. This is where being hot and regional is helping him. Santorum is trying to get traction by going after Gingrich. But again, Gingrich is doing his best to focus on Romney. The national polls reflect that there are going to be some state polls in the coming 24 hours that are, I think, going to show the same thing. The Gingrich right now is the strongest.
Speaking of attack ads, here's a new one running in South Carolina. It goes after Newt Gingrich from a former Republican Senator Jim Talent of Missouri, who was serving with Gingrich in the House in the 90s.
I served in the House with Newt Gingrich. He would make outrageous comments that would blindside us and undermine our conservative agenda. Chaotic decisions, erratic behavior. It's a problem when your own leader is the biggest political problem that you're dealing with, which is why we removed him as the Speaker. This election needs to be about Barack Obama. And if the Speaker were the nominee, the election would be about him and his unreliable leadership in the past. He's not a reliable leader.
Host Mark Reardon here with former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri about his comments in the ad about Gingrich undermining the conservative agenda and his ineffectiveness as a leader.
Where is that ad airing?
You know, I'm not sure. Probably South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, this is a state-by-state thing, and I would imagine that's where it's going to air. It's what I've said and what many others have said. I was at a press call today with Congresswoman Molinari, who was, if anything, even stronger than I was, because, you know, the Speaker has a habit of hauling off and saying outrageous things in outrageous ways that really undermine the conservative agenda. And so if he's the nominee, then he's going to be the issue, which is not what we need to defeat Barack Obama or elect other Republicans.
I remember you telling me when we first discussed this issue, this isn't typical, not only for Jim Talent, but for other politicians to come out in a primary like this and be as forceful. Now, obviously, you're working with Mitt Romney. You've been working with him for a while, but you do have that firsthand experience. It's not like you're making these observations from the outside.
Yeah, I really felt it was a responsibility. We talked about the Speaker's comments on the Ryan budget, for example, which she called radical right-wing social engineering. Well, that's a budget every Republican in the House voted for. So if he's the nominee, they're all going to get confronted. And this was on Medicare. As you know, I mean, these are important issues, and it's not the only time he's done that. And so, yeah, I think it's an important thing to point out as part of contrasting his record with Governor Romney's. You know, record as a dynamic leader in business and the Olympics and in Massachusetts.
Look, I agree with you on all of these points, and I have concerns about Newt Gingrich as a presidential candidate. On the other hand, this is what's happening right now, and I've seen a bunch of different op-eds about this, people saying, what are conservatives about to do in making Mitt Romney, who has not been very conservative on a whole host of issues, their nominee? So the response from the Romney folks like yourself is what? Why should we, if you're a conservative, why should you have faith that Mitt Romney will make the right decisions? Because he's hopped around, and politicians do this, on a bunch of issues in the past.
Yeah, well, see, that's the reason we're doing this, because Governor Romney's record as a conservative and as a steady and conservative leader contrasts so favorably with the Speaker. I mean, he has an outstanding record of economic and fiscal conservatism in Massachusetts. He supported the Ryan budget. He has a Medicare plan that Paul Ryan complimented. He has a dynamic and comprehensive conservative agenda that he's running on. I mean, the whole point is that his record as a leader and as a conservative leader contrasts so favorably. And that's what elections are about. It's about contrasting the public records of the candidates.
The battle for South Carolina this weekend here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, we focus on what's in the talk media, talk radio, spoken word formats. Here is host Jay Severin talking about how nasty things are getting in South Carolina and how he thinks that's pretty good.
I'm telling you, this has turned into the nastiest, most hard-fought, most bitter primary that I have ever seen. And it's going to get a lot nastier before it resembles anything normal. And if I sound like I'm happy about that, I am. And the reason I am is that the nastier it gets, the more information is out there. And the more information that's out there, the more you and I know about the candidates and about the issues. We're in the middle of it now. We're in the middle of who wins the Republican nomination. South Carolina is going to determine Florida, and Florida is going to determine the nomination. And right now, Newt Gingrich has launched himself right onto the heels of Mitt Romney. And a campaign which has Mitt Romney as our nominee is going to look and sound and be very different than a campaign that has Newt Gingrich as the flag carrier in this campaign. And right now, this thing is neck and neck, and it's trending Gingrich. That's the best, most honest analysis I can give you. My guy, Mitt Romney, is suffering from a passion gap. There is a problem. Before I talked about the virtues of being a gentleman, and indeed there are many, many virtues connected with being a gentleman. But when in the rough and tumble of politics, in the knife fight of a political presidential primary, you insist on being a gentleman more than exciting your base, you're going to lose. If Mitt Romney cannot come up with the applause lines, if Mitt Romney cannot excite, as Newt Gingrich excited, the Republican base in that speech the other night, in those remarks the other night during the debate, if Mitt Romney cannot do that, Mitt Romney will not win the Republican nomination, and he doesn't deserve to.
Radio man Bill LeMay, one of his callers, talking to political analyst John Hood, who thinks the primary is Romney's to win or lose.
The Rasmussen poll has Romney way out in front. I think 35% is way out in front to me. It may not be for you.
Well, it's the gap. It's not so much the absolute number. It's the lead that he has in multiple polls in South Carolina, Florida, and nationally. Just make it hard to imagine how any of the other candidates defeat Romney. Now, as I said last week, there's still a man who could defeat Romney, and his name is Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. He could make some horrible error, gaffe, some new disclosure. Something could come out about him that we don't already know. That could potentially derail him. I don't think any of the other candidates, no matter how much they say, what they do in a debate, ads that are run. At this point, the electorate in South Carolina knows a lot about these candidates. So I just don't see it.
Well, Larry, how about you? How did what did you think about the debate?
Well, Bill, I was really frustrated. I'll start off saying I'm an anybody but Obama person. But I like bits and pieces of all the candidates. But the thing that frustrates me about Romney is that he keeps saying, I know how to work in this economy. Well, give me some specific examples of what you would do. What departments of the government would you eliminate or cut in half? And how much money would that free up for the states if we didn't have all this government control? But I find a lot of the discussion is short on substance, and that's the most frustrating thing to me, to know that come November, that one of those guys, I'm probably not going to have anything specific, but I'm going to vote for him because I view Obama as being one of the poorest leaders of my lifetime in the office of presidency. I don't know if he's tied or falling below Jimmy Carter at this point, but you know, that's the way I feel.
Coming up, a couple of different points of view on whether Romney ought to release his tax records. That's next on the Talk Radio Review.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hot stuff in talk radio, that's what has our attention. GOP presidential primary this weekend. Host Barry Young and Michelle Larson talk about the growing demand for Mitt Romney to release all the information about his taxes.
If you're going to run for president of the United States, you're going to be called on to release your personal income taxes, make it all public. For how long? Just the last year? I mean, how far back do you have to go?
Some guys are willing to say, hey, whatever you want to see. Maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 2 years. Maybe, you know, kind of depends on the
because there's no law.
Person. There is no law.
You don't have
there
to do this.
There is no law.
So now Mitt Romney has taken this defensive position for some reason and didn't release the income tax forms in time to suit everybody. And now he's saying, well, you know, when I release him sometime, I guess things are going to be in April. So when I release him, all you people have to understand I'm going to be taxed at a different effective rate than you people are because he doesn't have what's called ordinary income.
No, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't work in a regular income job. No, he makes all of his money off of past and present investments.
Right.
That's
just
how he makes his money.
Like the Warren Buffett thing. His
exactly right.
Comes the same way.
That's exactly right.
So he's taken this defensive position, but you are looking at it from a different place.
A very different place. You know, Warren Buffett is a fool. I mean, he's a billionaire fool, but he's a fool. When he comes down and he says, well, I get taxed at a lower rate than my secretary, it's because he has no job income. It's about 15% for capital gains and investment income.
Well, more than exactly, that, it's the law of the United States.
It is the law of the United States. No one is cheating here. No one is cheating. Now, Warren Buffett is disingenuous because he said people like me should pay more. Well, that's fine. Chip in. Write a big check. Well, he didn't want to pay more until the government changes it so everybody can. Well, everybody has to. Well, Mitt Romney is kind of in that same boat. He's probably worth about $250 million. But for the last few years, he lives off of his investments and his speech. You know, he gives some speeches. He's written some books. He says he's given all of his book money to charity. Doesn't keep any of that. But he's getting taxed at about the 15% rate. What I don't understand is how they got caught so flat-footed with this question where he stumbled and bumbled and then was forced into saying, well, we'll release 2011 around April or so, and this is probably what you're going to see. Well, you know what? Here's my question. Why do you have to do that at all? It is so undignified. Why do I need to know about your family's tax situation?
Here's the deal. It's painted now that if your opponents release their income tax forms and you don't, then you must
be... But his opponents have not.
But if you stumble in any manner and you're not, you said, well, let's make it all public, then you must be hiding something.
Here are our hosts, Bruce St. James on the Countdown with Rob Hunter and Pamela Hughes, talking about the controversial tax record dilemma. And if this is an issue that really matters one way or another.
I just don't understand why it's a big stink, because the reality that we've talked about before is nobody running for president and nobody currently president, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is going to miss any meals anytime soon. Mr. Smith goes to Washington, went out the window a couple decades ago. It is not reality. If you don't have a ton of money to start with, you don't have a chance. You don't even get to the point where they consider you a serious candidate. Again, do I wish that wasn't true? Well, sure. But the idea that only the front runner of the Republican Party has a lot of money is lunacy. John Kerry had a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And he earned it the old-fashioned way. He married into it. Okay? Twice he married into it. I mean, that guy's awesome.
And I'm sure he and his wife only pay the 15% capital gains tax.
Of course.
No more, no less.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Kennedy family, you know, you talk about great. It's a silly argument to have. If you want to argue that the capital gains tax is too low, that's great. But why would you beat Mitt Romney up over it when everybody benefits from the exact same policy?
Well, so what I'm hearing from you guys then is Mitt is not the first.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, of political candidates running for president to have a 15%, you know, tax rate.
No.
Okay, so he's not the first. So why is this a story right now? It's a story because they got nothing else on him.
There's absolutely nothing else to beat him up over.
Well,
right?
And go ahead.
But what's so frustrating to me is there's nothing else on him as far as a controversy or red flags, so to speak, that people want to talk about other than him being Mormon. That's the other one that people want to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're talking about things that really don't have a whole lot of impact on my life.
Right.
That they're not the real issues being debated when it comes to political candidates. It's just, it's talking points, and it's just fodder for the media at this point.
But you don't get jealous. Like, if you saw some guy drive by right now in Aston Martin, you wouldn't be like,
I get jealous.
Well, I mean,
I get jealous.
How about this?
I am very envious. I'm not angry at somebody for achieving success.
But I think that's what the storyline is, and I think that's why these news outlets sort of push this story, because they hope that Pamela Hughes and Rob Hunter and Bruce St. James are going to go, yeah,
that Romney,
he's getting one over on me,
yeah,
because I got to pay more taxes than him. It's silly.
Had enough of this? Let's move on to that Italian cruise liner. That's up next here on the Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Only the Home Depot has the new Delta Zella bath faucet. At just $69, this distinctive high arc faucet brings a new twist to the old idea that to be stylish is to be expensive. Plus, it's WaterSense certified, which saves not only water, but water bills. Let the savings flow with the stylish new Delta Zella bath faucet for an amazingly low $69. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too? The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Wild card quantities last. In-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not lost.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What a appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
In the talk radio world, lots of attention being paid to the Italian cruise ship and whether or not people will go cruising. Is this much to do about nothing? Well, not really, because it's pretty dangerous stuff. From MSNBC, Thomas Roberts talks to attorney and marine legal expert John Hickey about the captain of the ship and what lies ahead for him.
You know, the most damning evidence of what some are calling cowardly conduct by the ship's captain is being heard around the globe now on audio tape. In one angry exchange, the Italian Coast Guard orders the captain to get back on his boat and help the passengers. When you hear the captain basically ignoring these repeated orders to return to the ship, whining about how dark it was, his lawyer says that he couldn't get back onto the ship given its condition. When you hear that, what is your reaction? Should he have gotten back on that ship as instructed by the commandant on shore?
Thomas, that's a good question. You know, he should never, ever have left. It is a basic tenet of maritime law, and one of the first principles that you learn as a master when you go to school is that the master is in charge of everything. He's in charge of all the personnel on the ship. He's in charge of rescue operations. And number one, the master is the last human being off that ship. He should never have gotten off that ship. This is not without precedent, unfortunately. There have been disasters on cruise ships, actually, where masters have gotten off before all the passengers. There was the Yarmouth Castle in 1965, a fire where the master mm-hmm. did just that. And the master of the rescuing ship, as a matter of fact, ordered that master of the Yarmouth Castle back onto his ship just as the Coast Guard officer in Italy ordered Captain Schifino back on his ship. This is actually a disgusting and unforgivable lapse in responsibility and leadership. And yep. If you talk to the passengers on this ship, what they say is there was nobody there supervising or acting as a leader.
Yeah, they were saying it was systemic all across the board, that everybody manned for themselves. The old expression, Jack, the captain goes down with the ship. How does that stand up in modern law, modern maritime law?
Well, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about this. The captain, of course, does not go down with the ship. He or she is supposed to live to fight another day, but the captain is supposed to be the last person on the ship. Now, where does this come from? Well, this comes from hundreds, if not thousands, of years of maritime standards. Number one. Number two, it's in every manual. It's in the Merchant Mariner's Officer's Manual as the very first principle for a master. It's not in strictly in a federal statute in the United mm-hmm. States, but whether it's in an Italian statute, I don't know. But my sense of it is that the prosecution criminally is not just for leaving the vessel, so to speak, before all the passengers are off, but it's a collection of things that the captain did, right from veering off course, heading into a shoal, not calling for mayday for something like an hour after the ship ran hard aground on those rocks off of the island. and then, you know, delaying the evacuation of the
right.
ship, and then he gets off the ship. All of this contributed to, it's thought now, all of this contributed to the 11 deaths.
Talkos Joe Susere, Matt Mikoski, and Chris Rubers, with a focus on the enormous task ahead, cleaning up after the disaster. It was actually, by the way, in a dolphin sanctuary. Did we know that?
You just don't get a gig like that, right? I mean, you got to be knowledgeable,
no,
don't you?
No, you've got to work your way up.
Well, that's what I asked Height, too, Joe, because I don't know if there's some type of, you know, we have the FAA. Is there an agency that deals with...
Sure, I'm sure.
In international waters and whatnot?
But you just don't hand the keys to this boat
right.
to a moron.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like on a Minnesota lake where anyone can get out there.
Right. And now, you know, they got 500,000 gallons of fuel they're trying to figure out how to get off the boat. It's a protected dolphin sanctuary where it is.
Just think about that. The cleanup is, first of all, how do you write it? Can you write it? Because
first of all, you got to pump the fuel out of it somehow. There's an outfit that's headed there full steam ahead that's going to specialize in this. But you got to get the fuel out. And then I would think you'd have to right the boat. You'd have to get it back up on its hull. But did you see the pictures of the bottom?
Yeah.
There's rocks in the bottom.
Well, that, and you can't get close enough because that's what destroyed the ship to get in there in the first place.
Well, what if the guy, the new ship that comes, the oil tanker vacuum guy, what if he says, hey, my cousin's
the oil
right
tanker
up,
vacuum guy.
Whatever ship's on its way, he says to the
Send
captain,
zero res out
can
there.
Can you just come over? My cousin's
Run
right
away.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
I just want to say hello to them.
Well, let's get back to the captain.
Yeah.
Unless standards have fallen beyond that, which I would not have any knowledge of, This would be a big deal job.
Yeah.
To captain a boat this grand. This wasn't some, this wasn't a junk. This was a floating hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It had 4,500 people on it.
Well, and that, and then Height also had the note, too, Joe, how this captain was off the boat before anybody else was.
The captain denies that, but apparently there are many eyewitnesses that said he got his butt to shore.
Well, and he's
a bad captain.
He wanted to check the ropes.
Yeah.
Well, he was communicating with, I don't know who, if it was someone employed by the same agency as he was, and they were asking, well, how is this and that on the as far as the gauges and devices? Like, well, I'll have to go back and check them. And they said, well, aren't you on the boat? And he said, yeah, I'm on the boat.
Talkos Jimmy Cephalo with CBS's Peter Greenberg about the impact the disaster may have on the cruise industry, as we suggested before.
You know, we keep hearing now that the cruising industry is in real trouble because, their stock prices are depressed. People are canceling bookings. What indication do you get?
Well, actually, they're not canceling bookings because if you understand the way the cruise ship business works, they have such draconian cancellation policies, you get nothing back.
Right.
We're going to take the cruises. But they're more concerned about our future bookings.
Uh-huh.
And right now, if you look at what the analysts are telling me, the earnings for a company like Costa are going to be more from a weakening euro than from canceled future bookings.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a very robust business. And if you take a look historically, I can only think of three instances since 1984 where a ship has hit a submerged object and has sunk. And it's an amazing story, by the way. The one happened in 1984 was a Sun Dancer was on its way to Alaska and hit a submerged object, and the captain just ran into the shallow water just to stop it from sinking completely. And the ship was declared a total loss. Only one person lost their life, I think, with a heart attack. Then in 2007, you had the MS Explorer in Antarctica, a situation where they hit a submerged object. You'd think everybody would lose their life in that. No, everybody got off okay. And now we have the Costa Concordia in Italy,
right,
which is the worst disaster we've got.
Right. All right. So in other words, cruising is safe. Do you think we're going to start seeing deals offered by the cruise lines that crowd encourage people to come back or to...
Yes, you are already seeing deals, because back in 2005, when the economy was stronger, all the cruise lines embarked on this massive shipbuilding program.
Mm.
And those ships came online in 2008, 2009, 2010.
Right.
And there's an excess capacity to begin with. And they need to get people on the ship so they can spend money on the ship. So you'll see a lot of discounting in terms of the cabins. Remember, onboard revenue is what's going to cost you money.
All right. Of course, Carnival Cruise Line is located here. And we're big in the cruising industry, as you know, as a point of disembarkment. Peter,
Jimmy, here's the real key.
Uh-huh.
And the real problem here that Carnival is facing. Remember, Costa is owned by Carnival.
Right.
You have the criminal case against the captain, which will proceed in Italy for sure. And then you have the wrongful death situations. Those are the liability cases. Where will those cases be heard? In Italy or in Florida?
Yeah.
And I think if Carnival Cruise Lines is looking at this very carefully, I don't think they want those cases to be heard in Florida, because in the U.S. judicial system, when you have a situation where you can prove negligence in a wrongful death case, which I think it could be easily proven here based on what the captain did and didn't do, you get to the area of punitive damages where you can have some seriously really high jury award.
Okay, let's move over to piracy on the internet. The SOPA issue up next on the countdown.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So a lot of the business money talk radio programs, and talk in general, because there's so much interest in what's going on online, the battle over the Stop Online Piracy Act. Here's Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales talking to Aaron Burnett on television about the problems many have with this pending legislation.
One of the things that we do know is that in the U.S. we have a perfectly reasonable and workable regime for dealing with copyright violations. So, for example, if the group Aqua wants to have that song removed from YouTube, all they have to do is notify YouTube, and YouTube has responsibility to take it down. That's not really the issue here. The issue is things like DNS blocking, blocking overseas sites that have some piece of infringing content.
Right.
It's about placing all kinds of burdens on community-generated sites like Wikipedia to police everything that our users are doing in an unreasonable way. I'm a big believer that we should be dealing with issues of piracy, and we should deal with them in a serious way.
Mm-hmm.
But this bill is not the right bill.
So let me ask you about something specifically. I mean, you're talking about Wikipedia, and what appears to be a fair point, right? That how are you supposed to police everything in a site that is created by millions and millions and millions of people around the world? Mm-hmm. But there's a website we found called Pirate Bay, really exists for the pure purpose of sharing content that it doesn't own, pirated content. They have a lot of popular shows available on that Pirate Bay, Glee, Deadliest Catch, Lost, a whole lot of others. Do you support sites like that, or does that fall on the that's a problem you think needs to be fixed?
Yeah, for me, I think that site is a problem, and I think the right way to fix it is to not place censorship on the internet, not to force Google to stop listing them, not to force Wikipedia to stop talking about them. The right answer is follow the money. If you've got large-scale piracy going on, it's the same as any other trade dispute, and I think that's the right approach.
So for you, give an example of how this would restrict free speech on something like Wikipedia if this act passes.
Well, there's a lot of different versions of the Act. In the worst versions of the bill, Wikipedia would be defined as a search engine, and we would not be able to even link to something like the Pirate Bay, even in our encyclopedic description of what Pirate Bay is. I think that's a real problem. That raises really serious First Amendment issues.
So Rupert Murdoch, obviously News Corp, and on the side of people who like this act, because obviously they make a lot of content. But here's what he said. He was angry at President Obama for jumping in on your side of this. He said, quote, so Obama has thrown in his lot with Silicon Valley paymasters who threaten all software creators with piracy, plain thievery. Why is he so wrong?
Yeah. it's such a ludicrous statement. I don't even know where to begin. Certainly for Wikipedia, we're not anybody's paymasters. We're a charity devoted to sharing free knowledge. We're a community that has come together to build an encyclopedia and give it away for free to everyone. We have absolutely no positive interest in encouraging piracy, or we have no way of profiting from piracy. It's just completely ludicrous.
Goes too far, does it? Well, here's Bob Murray talking to Congressman Tim Johnson of Illinois about the protest by Wikipedia and other websites.
Can you explain to us what the big protest is concerning censoring the web by Congress? Can you sort that out?
Well, as I understand it, and realize, Bob, that we've got a whole plate of issues before us, there's two pending bills, one Lamar-Smith bill in the House and another counterpart bill by Senator Leahy in the Senate, that essentially would, at least in the judgment of the opposition, impose restrictions on free speech and also provide unprecedented limitation on the internet. The essential issue is many, many business groups believe, Chamber of Commerce and others, that the ability of users, so to speak, to use online piracy, so to speak, and transmit that is dangerous to their economic sustenance. And so what they want to do is to impose what some people feel, including myself, appears to be fairly too broad restrictions in terms of what can be broadcast and what can't, music and otherwise. And so I think we're looking for some alternative that reaches the same objectives without bordering on censorship. So anyway, that's the protest. I don't see any here yet today, but I understand there's going to be.
Well, if you go on the net, on the internet, you find that some of the websites, Wikipedia of note, is protesting by, it's just shut down.
Yeah, no, I understand that. This is one, I think the people correctly pointed out, this is one of the first real showdowns, so to speak, in the political arena with Google, Yahoo, and some of the others involved. So this is an interesting juxtaposition. Somebody said these are two of Obama's biggest supporters, Hollywood and the site. So this is going to be an interesting test, although the bill hasn't been called for a vote. And if I had to guess at this point, I'd guess it's a SOPA bill, so to speak. FIFA bill won't pass.
Find out more about all of the things that are part of Talk Radio. We cover them all, and we try to give you as much detail as we can at the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com.